2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now I, Paul, myself call upon you, through the meekness and fairness of Christ, I, who am lowly when face to face among you, but, being absent, I have confidence in you, and I appeal to you that when I am present, I do not have to be audacious in the confidence which I count on to stand up to some who consider us to be walking according to the flesh. For although we walk in the flesh, we do not serve as soldiers according to the flesh. For the weapons of our campaign are not fleshly, but are extremely powerful in demolishing strongholds, as we demolish arguments and all arrogance exalted against knowledge of God, and as we take every thought captive to obedience to Christ, and as we are ready to avenge all disobedience when your obedience is made complete. Do you look at the things that are before your eyes? If anyone is convinced that he is Christ's, let him consider this again, that just as he is Christ's, so also are we Christ's. For even if I should boast somewhat exceedingly about our authority, which the Lord gave us for your edification and not for your demolition, I shall not be ashamed, in order that I should not seem, as it were, to terrify you with the epistles. For the epistles, they say, are weighty and forcible, but his presence in the body is weak, and his speech is deplorable. Let such a person consider this, that as we are in word through epistles when we are absent, so we are indeed when physically present. For we are not so bold as to reckon ourselves among, or compare ourselves with, some of those who commend themselves. But they who measure themselves by their own standards and compare themselves with each other do not show understanding. But we will not boast outside our limits, but within the limits of the area which God has apportioned us, limits reaching you as well. For we are not overstretching ourselves, as if we did not reach as far as you previously, for we have been quick in coming to you as well with the gospel of Christ. We do not boast outside our limits in the labours of others, but we do have hope, as your faith grows, that our labour will greatly grow in stature among you within our area, progressing to preaching the gospel in places beyond your region, but not to do so in another's area, so boasting about places already evangelised. But let him who boasts boast in the Lord. For it is not he who commends himself who is approved, but he whom the Lord commends.